Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. If you have any questions throughout the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad to reach a live operator. Again, for questions, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hawkins, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Dralick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Dralick, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dean, Help Your Diabetes. Welcome to Saturday's group call. Remember, we do this every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check your time zones that we do start on time. And just so you know, if it does go 10 minutes or so with no comments or questions, we do end the call early, just so the operator and I don't have to sit with the dead air for too long or that kind of thing. So I'm sure that's understandable. Usually it goes for quite a while, but you never know. Sometimes, depending on if it's a holiday weekend or something like that, you might have a slower. But we do allow you to listen to the previous recording when we send out the e-blast reminding you of the group call. So remember that, so you can listen to those at your leisure. And, you know, that being said, let's keep the group calls positive. The reason I say that is, and again, we want to field any question, okay? All the hard questions, we're definitely open. I just wanted to remind everyone, it's something, you know, extra that we're doing on a Saturday. You know, look, the state of the world, what's going on, more reason to be positive now than ever. What I'm in with the encouragement and chiming in with things that are going, that positive things that are going on with you since you started the program. It could be something as simple as, you know, your energy is increased. You're noticing you're sleeping better. Your activities of daily living are improving, you know, meaning that, I don't know, maybe you're, you know, moving around in the garden better for longer periods of time. You're walking longer and not getting winded as easily. You're bending over, tying your shoes easier. You're noticing some aches and pains that were there before that are not there now. You know, as you make these lifestyle changes, your body's going to change in a lot of different ways, you know, and that's the whole thing. When you handle the 800-pound gorilla in the room called diabetes, everything starts functioning better. And you start building momentum with this as your body continues to heal and improve. So remember, you're putting your body in an environment so it can fix itself. That's the name of the game, improving your body function. So that's why I want you to pay attention to all the things that are improving that are normally you don't think about, really, when we're thinking about diabetes. So, yes, the numbers are coming down. A lot of common things, you know, it's number one in kidney failure, blindness, and amputation, but neuropathies people have in their hands and feet, visual disturbances and things like this, and aches and pains across the board, you know, that kind of thing. So, and also when the numbers start coming down and you're working with your doctor to reduce your medications or cross some off the list, you're eliminating those side effects that go along with those synthetic drugs. And that's major. So then your body can reboot and start functioning better without that med, that medication, and go on to the next level kind of thing as it starts to find its way. That's what the body does. So know that the right thing is always the right thing. You're eating healthier. You're taking some good quality nutrition. Your body needs it. More than ever, you know, whether you just got diagnosed or whether you've been diabetic for over 30 years. Good, solid nutrition, eating, staying away from those avoid items that create diabetes to begin with, staying with the approved foods only. And again, you're forcing your body how to get its insulin sensitivity back, how to produce insulin better on its own. And remember, it's a process, one day at a time. You know, how do you climb the tallest mountain? You know, one step at a time, and that's really what this is. You got to take it on a daily thing, knowing that you're doing the right things and you're putting your body on the right track so you can turn this diabetes around. Remember, the ultimate goal we have for you is to get that A1C below 6.0. off your diabetic meds and with a normal fasting blood sugar. When you have those three things, you become clinically non-diabetic. You're putting it into remission. You're making it go dormant so you do not get the complications of the disease. Okay, it's not a cure, but you're avoiding the complications, which is major. So, and that's the name of the game. And this is a lifestyle for the rest of your life. So, you know, enjoy the ride, you know. I mean, embrace the fact that you're adding quality years to your life, you know. Not just quality, but the quantity. You're adding more to your life also by doing the right things. And, you know, take that for what it is. And I'll let you just kind of chew on that for a little bit. And just if you have anything administrative you need handled, just a little housekeeping item here. Call the check-in line. Send an email, 800-321-9054. You know, leave a message on there. If you're waiting for something in the mail, you need login credentials, or you're waiting for something to come in your email, you need help with the supplementation and how to do this and how to do that kind of questions. You know, after you check in, or if you just want to leave a question on there, we'll get back to you the same 7 days a week. We're here. Email support@helpyourdiabetes.com. You can send an email that way too. And remember, you can check in either way. If you are just joining us today for the first time, well, first of all, welcome to Help Your Diabetes Saturday group call. And remember, you're going to be checking in daily for the first week. We do that with everyone, get you on the ground running. You'll start your food log right away, and then you can go to a weekly check-in. But that daily check-in really gets things dialed in. I can't stress that enough. You got to start building new habits, and it's going to force you to get those in. To get the food log done, it's going to bring clarity to your day-to-day. You know, you can think that you're doing all the right things, but when you write things down, it really makes things a lot more clear, okay? You're not going past 3 hours without eating. Remember that. Small portions throughout the day, up to 1 hour before bed, so you sustain through the night. You have to get your body functioning better. And a big part of that is this kind of eating. When you see meal, snack, meal, snack, meal, snack, these are not big sit-down meals, everyone. This is small portions throughout the day to keep your insulin levels, your body chemistry, and hormones stable throughout the day. Most people don't eat like that. Don't lose the sight of the fact that you're diabetic and you got to turn this thing around. This is the way to do it. So you don't have those big gaps between meals with those big highs and lows like before, okay? You got to change that. And if you're on a bunch of medications, you're eating like twice a day, not only are you not keeping things stable throughout the day, but you have all these side effects of these drugs. So really, you got two meals, and the rest of your meals is medication. That's not food. That's just kind of keeping your body, you know, managed and controlled, you know, as your condition gets worse. Don't forget that. You know, when you first got diagnosed, look at that when you first got diagnosed compared to where you are now years down the road, most of you. The dosages are usually higher. The medication list is usually longer. And A1C is usually higher. You know, et cetera. I mean, you know, so, you know, when you're managing and controlling it with medication, you're not avoiding the complications. That's a major thing to understand. So when you turn this thing around, you stay away from the avoid items, and you get to that ultimate goal that we just talked about a little while ago, you avoid the complications of diabetes. And the topic of today is exercise. Before I get into that, I wanted to just kind of go with that. We were talking about keep things positive. So say anything. If your doctor's reducing your meds, or your doctor or your specialist is giving you some positive feedback, family members are noticing positive changes, you're noticing positive changes, and all across the board like that, could be weight loss, energy's up. You think it's small things, but it's major as you're moving down the road on this. Share. Because not everybody likes to ask questions. A lot like to just sit and listen, which is perfectly fine. But you might say that one thing that helps somebody get back on track. For me, I know in my own life, it doesn't take much. We all get stuck in a rut. we all have to grind through, you know, staying on track and all of that stuff when it comes to keeping our immune system strong, more now than ever, okay? So, you know, a little bit of that goes a long way. You hear that one thing from somebody, I don't know, you listen to something positive that you heard here or there, and it just flips that switch on you and reminds you to get back on track right when you were going to go off the rails. And it's so valuable. A lot of times we take that for granted. So please chime in with all the positive stuff. We'd greatly appreciate it. Now, as far as exercise goes, we'll go over this. We'll keep it simple, and then we'll open up the phones for comments and questions. So get the walking down at least. For those of you that, I don't know, maybe if somebody's in a wheelchair and they can't walk or something like that and it's difficult, figure out something else to do that you can do, you know, whether it's one of these little pedal things you can put in front of a chair and pedal, you know, for, 30 minutes at least a day, right? So, but at least going for walks, I recommend going before your first meal if you want to talk about. A lot of people like to get into the weight loss aspect of it or burning more fat. You're going to be doing that if you do it before your first meal. You know, it's okay if you do it after, but just take that for what it is. And continuous walking. This is not stop and go, stop and go, whether it's in the treadmill, whether you're doing it in swimming in the pool or you're walking or you're riding a bike or a stationary bike or a treadmill, these types of things. Continuous for at a minimum of 30. You know, the first 20 minutes is a warm-up, you know, so 30 is a good starting point where you're at least doing some work after that warm-up phase. But and then you'll graduate. Do that for a couple of weeks to a month. And then work your way up to 40 minutes. And then work your way up to 50. And then work your way up to an hour. And just walking at a pace like you're having a conversation with somebody next to you. You don't have to run. You don't have to walk at a pace that's uncomfortable. That's where you're overexerting yourself. You'd be amazed on how walking at that pace, like you're having a conversation with somebody, how healthy that is. When you're doing it consistently, when you're doing it on a daily, it's amazing how much we walk around the house and all these other things, but I want you to take a step aside from your activities of daily living, aside from what you do at work, aside from the gardening, a special time where you go and you just go walking separately, and you got your headphones on, you put your favorite music on, and you go for 40, 50 minutes continuous. That's the key, all right? So, and that's really it for the exercise. If you want to get into strengthening bones and things like that, that's when the strength training comes in. That's when you use the weights, whether they're small 2.5-pounders, 5-pound weights, it doesn't matter. That stress on the bones is what makes strong bones. Remember that. So if you're not comfortable with doing that or you don't go to a gym or something, look into someone to show you something, personal trainer or whatever. You know, look, things are opening up a little bit more right now. You might have to wear a mask or that kind of thing going in, but it is what it is. And you go and see what's going on over there. And I know the gym that I go to, they have certain rules and the gloves and the masks and things like that. What are you going to do? I mean, that's the way it is right now. Or do it at home and, that kind of thing and just take it slow. Get some clearance from your medical doctor, of course, if you need it. But at least get the walking going, everyone. And that's a great starting point right there. If you can do that consistently, you get yourself dialed in, along with the meal plans, along with the nutrition. And that's all I wanted to say about that, to keep things nice and simple as far as exercise goes. If it's raining outside and you can't get out there, if it's snowing out there, and you don't have a treadmill or a stationary bike in the house, well, do what I do, march in place. You can march in place and watch TV and do the marching in place consistently for 40 minutes, for 30, 40, 50 minutes kind of thing. I do that all the time. When I'm walking my dog outside and the dog stops, keep moving your feet and marching in place so you keep that continuous movement is a nice little trick that you can do. So there you go. Operator, I'm ready when you are now. Let's open up the phones for comments and questions. Take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, for questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions. Those who just joined to ask a question, please press star zero. That's star zero to ask a question. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star zero for any questions.
While I had a minute, I just wanted to say a nice Boeing to everyone who's sending in their food logs and checking in consistently like you're supposed to. Remember, look at us as your accountability coaches, okay? Meaning you need to check in. You're the one. You have questions you have to ask. We'll always get back to you the same day. The food logs, we're counting on you to send them in on a weekly so we can fine-tune things if necessary. Now, we might have to make some adjustments. You know, you might not – the food log might show some gaps in your meal plan, or you might have missed some snacks, or you might miss some meals, or you're eating fruit by itself and you need to combine that with a protein always. Things like this, we want to – you send them in so we can remind you to do these little details that make a huge difference. And this, that food log is what draws a picture, not only for you, but for us, so we can see. Maybe you're eating too much fruit later in the day. Maybe we want to pull back on the sweet potato or carrots that you're having later in the day temporarily to see, you know, the changes or something like that. You know, we go through these little things like that. It kind of lays out the framework of what's going on there. You might go out to eat, and you might put something on there. You went to, I don't know, Mikey's restaurant or something, but we don't know what that is. So you got to be specific. You got to break it down. Remember to ask about food preparation. You have to read the ingredients on all the packaged foods. You can't assume that it's okay. Well, if you have Canadian bacon or you have turkey bacon or something on there, you still have to read the package on the particular product. There's so many companies out there that they might throw some corn syrup in there. They might have some sugar right there on the label, and you might not even see it or read it. So don't assume that it's okay. And if you can't find it, don't use it, okay? If you're in an area where it might be tricky to find certain items, well, just use something else. Eat another protein instead, this kind of thing. So you don't just, sausage is okay, so I'm eating all this Jimmy Dean sausage, but you look at the ingredient label and it has sugar right in it. It's got corn syrup right there. It's got cornstarch or dextrose or maltodextrose, words like that that you need to stay away from, okay? Please pay attention to that because not only are you eating that you shouldn't eat it, but that you need to avoid, but you got to look at the serving sizes too. You know, if it's a tablespoon or if it's one slice of this or that, and you eat a few slices or multiple tablespoons and throughout the day, multiple times or throughout the week, the numbers are going to really go up as you can only imagine. And you're sending your body the wrong signals, okay? You got to pull these things away to teach your body how to get its insulin sensitivity back. The reason why we don't recommend any brands out there, because they change their recipes, they change their ingredients, they come out with a new style of their product, or they're constantly doing this kind of thing. So, you know, we have to be very careful with that. So you have to read the ingredient. Now, if you're making something yourself, it's easy to know what you're putting in it. That's really the best way. But if not, just take the time to read the ingredient labels and don't bring it home and get disappointed, if that makes any sense, okay? So I'm just trying to help you fight through some aggravating things just in case you're bringing something home. Okay, now to add to that, if you have any ingredient labels you want to take a picture of with your phone or whatever and send us an email, we'd be happy to let you know if it's okay or not. Really simple. If you're going to a restaurant, make sure you ask about their food prep. stay with the protein and vegetables. Stay away from the things like the butter that they put on vegetables and things like that. Get it with no salt and, you know, make it fresh. It's still going to be good. I do it all the time. And once you get used to doing it, you'll get better at it. I just wanted to add that in there with all the food log stuff and read the ingredients and things like this because I want you to be successful. I want you to get down the road on this thing and, you know, not turn your look away from what's looking you right in the eye on the ingredient label, okay? So that being said, we're here for comments and questions, anybody. *0 if you have a question.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, those who just joined, that is *0 for any questions.
And remember, everyone, if it goes 10 minutes or so with no comments or questions, we'll end the call early. Anybody out there, seems like kind of a quiet day today. Usually I talk for like the first, today was like the first 15 minutes. I usually try not to go any longer than that, but I want to get you all tuned up for what's coming. But we're here for you. Operator, we'll give it, you know, till about 25 till, I think, and see. And, that's all. *0 if you have a question, anyone. We're here for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, for questions, please press *0. That's *0 for any questions.
Well, operator, looks like we have a super quiet group call today. It happens from time to time. A lot going on these days. And what we're going to do is we're going to end the group call so we don't have to sit on the phone with dead air for too long. And anybody out there listening, remember, the group calls every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is always the same and the code is always the same. Make sure you're checking in with us with your food logs weekly. And remember, 800-321-9054 is the check-in line or the support email, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. You can check in either way, ask questions either way. We're here 7 days a week. We'll always get back to you the same day. And, look, I hope you have a great weekend this weekend. And, you know, take care of yourself so you can take care of somebody else. Keep your immune system strong and, you know, keep moving forward. As I know, we'll come out of this bigger, better, and stronger. Operator, thanks for hanging in there with me today, and let's make it a great weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday. Have a good one. Bye-bye now.